amigo en mí. Hay un amigo en mí. Cuando salgan a volar, hay un amigo en mí. Sí, un amigo en mí. Hay un amigo en mí.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph, Jay Erdo, Craig Isaac, Eric Rainer, Patricia. And this song is from The Three Amigos.
Well, you're pretty close. This is El Buzz Light Año, right? No?
Buzz Light Año? No, Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. This is the Gypsy Sings. Gypsy sings. Gypsy Kings singing I Un Amigo and Me. Dance break! Oh, yeah. Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3.
Which I thought was a great film, and Eric, unfortunately,
did you see 1 and 2?
Of course. Oh. Why would I?
Did you see 4, 5, and 6?
4, 5, and 6 what?
Toy Story.
No, but 4 is coming out soon.
And at a theater driver near you.
Story, yes.
By Pixar.
Yes. Wow. Do you like Barbie?
Oh, I love Barbie. Is she around?
Well, we can get her in studio, probably.
I was hypnotized to...
I love her waist size.
What is her waist size?
And her bust size and everything. Barbie, perfect measurements. Yeah, all women should look like that.
I never saw that.
And if you're angry, 602-252-1480.
Are there Barbie and Ken dolls? Don't they play together? Yeah, they do. Yes. Barbie and Ken.
I think so.
Yeah, but Toy Story Ken 3, I thought it was a great film, and Greg, you liked it as
good
well, right?
Stuff.
How about when they were going into the fire?
Oh, yes. That was
I cried.
Stuff.
Hey, actually, you know what we should do? We should play that thing I was telling you to play earlier.
Triple then gum.
We'll make you smile.
Triple then gum.
It lasts a while.
Triple then gum.
We'll help you, mister, to punch that breath right in the kisser. Triple then gum.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
You
good stuff.
Terry Crews should do, like, some sort of duet together. Not
we
just
should.
Singing, but dancing.
The peck dance?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I know how to do that.
Yeah, and Jimmy Fallon could join you guys as a third. Yeah.
Okay. So, that's, I love the triple mint.
Triple dent gum.
Oh, triple dent.
Get it correct. Come
I was
on,
thinking
there.
A double
sponsoring
mint.
The whole show.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
Anyway, joining us now from Las Vegas is magician, actor, and star of Cirque du Soleil, Mystere, and according to his website, hell of a nice guy, RJ Owens. Welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment.
Thank you very much, and good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm Dave Isaac. We got Joseph J in the studio, Greg, Tricia, and Eric. And Tricia and I saw you live and in person. You are hysterical. This was truly one of the funniest things I've seen, the whole thing you do with Mystere with Papa. And of course, you play.
Go on.
It is so funny. I mean, you play Bébé Francois. How did I sound with my French accent?
About as good as I sound with my French accent.
Yeah. So tell us about your experience with that. I mean, it looks all improvised. I suspect it is. And tell us about some of your experiences. I bet each one might be a little bit different.
Every show is different because the role is essentially improvised. I have certain points that I have to hit. For instance, getting the ball in the hole and choosing a mama or a papa. But everything else is in the moment, as they say. Everybody asks me, so is Papa planned or is Papa staged? No, Papa's not planned or staged. I don't even choose Papa. I let the big red ball choose Papa.
Oh, that's right. That was so funny. So you've done this, since 2008, I believe?
I've done it since 2013.
13, got you.
Yes.
And what are some of the most memorable experiences on some of the papas or the mamas?
Let's see. I had a Japanese man who fell in love with the show. And when we had Cirque Week 2 years ago, he came to every performance we had in the 7-day period.
Oh, wow.
And always bought front row seats. And always tried to be Papa every single time.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy, RJ?
By the time I let the ball go, he was already up out of his seat trying to get over and get it.
Oh, my gosh.
And people who want to help so badly don't make for good theater.
Gotcha.
So I had to, I finally, after I think the third day, so the sixth show, I went, I got to let him do it or I'm never going to get to hear the end of it. So I let him be Papa, thinking that would be the end of it. No. Every other night, the next four performances, he was doing it again.
Oh,
but the best thing about him is that his name was Now, N-A-O. And every time I get someone in the golf cart backstage, I always ask them their name, and then I give them a little instruction on what we're going to do when we drive the cart across stage. And I said, so, Papa, what's your name? He goes, Now. And I went, yeah, tell me now. He goes, Now. I went, no, tell me now. The American humor was lost on him.
That is too funny. That Abbott and Costello, a sequel. Wow, that
Absolutely.
Is funny.
Now, have you ever had an unwilling Papa or Mama?
Every night.
I mean, like seriously unwilling.
Yeah, I get completely shut down sometimes. I will get people who, they'll get up. The way I determine if they're going to play with me is if they actually play with the red ball first.
Okay.
And that's kind of how I judge whether I want to play with them or not. If somebody actively gets up and throws the red ball back to me, I know they're game to kind of play.
Mm-hmm.
So on several occasions, I've had them get up really excited to throw the ball back to me, but then when the attention gets on them, complete shutdown.
Mm.
Arms crossed, legs crossed, not budging. And I'm like, okay. But I can say I've only had like three or four of those instances.
Well, that's good.
Well, I have to tell you, the way that you play it out, where it's not immediately you're in the spotlight, you kind of slowly break them into it as well.
Oh,
you know,
baby.
Throughout the show.
Absolutely. I think most people who do comedy love the art of the callback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Papa is. Papa is a running callback throughout the show until I finally get him into the golf cart. when I'm up on the drawbridge, it's like I get stuck. I don't know who to call. Papa.
Yeah.
You know? So I love that.
Well, this is a great show. Mystère, my understanding, is the very first of the Cirque du Soleil shows. And it's still, of course, it's at Treasure Island. But I think you make the show. But the show itself, though, is fabulous as well. So you have a central theme in it, but it's such great athleticism, acrobatics, imagery. I mean, right, Tricia? Wasn't this a fantastic show that people should go and see?
Oh, definitely. What I like about it as the original Cirque show was the fact that it still has that, it harkens back to an actual circus. You've got the clowns, you've got Bébé François, you know, you have the pageantry still. It still is a very technical show, like so many of the new Cirque shows, but you still harken back to your days going to the circus.
Yeah.
And I just think that's awesome.
Absolutely. I was fortunate enough to be in Mystère's older sister, Saltimbanco, right before I came to Mystère.
Mm-hmm.
Both Saltimbanco and Mystère are two of the last shows that Cirque did that really focused on the human element of Cirque du Soleil. Everything that's done in the show is done by humans. It's not one of these high-tech, high-gadgetry shows where you're really paying attention to the set or you're really paying attention to the lighting or you're really paying attention to the dancing or anything like that. You're paying attention to the human form and the human function. The brothers, the Lordo brothers, who do the hand-to-hand act.
Oh, phenomenal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And they've been doing that act for 30 years.
Oh.
And the reason being is it's perfection. It is what other hand-to-hand artists base their routines on, because those brothers, you never see a muscle flinch. You never see a waver. They have everything just perfected in that act.
They are incredible. And I think everyone, that is a highlight. And but your character, and the reason that we for sure wanted to have you as the cast member that we interviewed, was because I really felt like your character just drew everything together, including the audience. And that participation just made for a holistic experience that everybody enjoyed. The humor, the fun, and having it, you know, the mysterious, you know, very thought-provoking show, and then having you, it was just absolutely perfect. But I have to ask you, have you ever gotten a black eye from your bottle?
You know what's funny? I didn't get a black eye, but my fourth performance of doing the role, I broke my nose.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
It came back so fast, And it's all in the art of timing up there. I have to tip my head just right so it hits on the top of my pate as opposed to smack dab in the face.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess my timing was a little off. And it hit the bridge of my nose. I finished the act. I said to myself as it happened, wow, that really smarts. Probably not in those words, but I'm sure something to that effect.
Yeah, we are on AM radio, but that's true.
And I get off the drawbridge, and I walk up the steps, and there's always a stage manager there to make sure that everything's okay and what have you. And I open the curtain to go back and take off my microphone to come down and do the golf cart. And she's like, are you oh my God. We need to get you to PMed.
Oh,
and we get to PMed. There's blood running down my nose. Oh. And I'm like, yeah, I thought it hurt a little bit more than it was supposed to.
Oh, man.
So PMed and her are kind of freaking out, going, can you do the rest of the show? I'm like, of course I can do the rest of the show. It's just a little blood.
You're like, pack it. Let's go.
Yeah. And so my PMed guy is like, well, what do you want? I said, give me a Stiptic pencil and a tube of super glue.
Oh.
And so I put some Stiptic on there, put a dab of super glue and a little piece of Kleenex tissue, dabbed it in so it stopped the bleeding, put makeup back over, and went out and finished the show.
Now, that is a consummate professional performer.
That's old school theater right there is what that is.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, here's something I liked also. I mean, the show was fabulous, but the seats were more comfortable. This sounds maybe small, but it's not. There's a lot more space, I believe, to set the comfortability of the seating, the intimate setting, on this theater than other theaters I've been at. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed that, RJ. Have you noticed that too?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed that I'm bigger than your average human being.
Ah.
Dave gives you a run for the money.
Oh, thanks a lot. But maybe.
So those seats might be comfortable to you. For me, it takes a couple of sticks of butter to squeeze my thighs into them.
Well, there it's a great venue, though.
It's the perfect venue.
Yeah.
It's a smallish house. It's small. It's huge but intimate. It seats 1,652 people.
Yeah.
There's not a bad seat in the house, no matter where you sit.
That's what I was just going to say. Even if you're up in the back, you're on eye level with a lot of the acts.
And it's still close enough. Yeah.
And I hear from several friends who come see the show. Because I usually get tickets for friends that come into town, and it varies where I get the tickets at, depending on what we have available. And there are some who love sitting in the front rows because you feel like you're absolutely a part of it.
Right.
And there are more that like to sit back up in the second section because they like that feeling of being able to see everything, because our show is eye candy.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You know, it's one of those shows where you can watch it, and watch it once and see a great show. Watch it a second time and see a completely different show. Oh, I didn't notice that. Oh, what's that? Oh, where did it come from?
Yeah,
that's what I love about Cirque.
There is so much going on, and the stage is incredible. And I'll tell you, I went backstage at a non-Cirque show, which was La Rev, to see how all the pools and the oxygen and everything worked, and that was phenomenal. But that was one of the things I thought of after the show was I was like, oh, I wish we had arranged to go backstage because this is such an incredible setup that this theater has.
Next time you come out, I'll give you a tour.
Oh, well, thank you. And you guys, I'll tell you, the performers, you guys are right on, and you have to be with this stage moving up and down, what is it, 50 feet?
30 feet.
It was incredible and just seamless. And it was amazing to me how the scenes all changed so perfectly. But
well, let me give you a little backstory on the theater and the stage if you want.
Oh, yes.
So when that theater was built, it was built specifically for Mystere. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first times in Vegas they built the theater specifically for a show. Mm-hmm. Prior to that time, all the hotels had showrooms. Shows just came in. And at the time that it was built 21 years ago, it was a state-of-the-art theater. They spared no expense. Steve Wynn spared no expense to build this theater for Mystere. That being said, it's gorgeous. There's absolutely no room for anything else.
Yes.
You people are amazed when I take them on a tour, because when you see the back wall of the theater, that's the back wall of the theater. There's no crossover for the artists. If we want, we can take a stairway up and duck under some air conditioning pipes to get to the other side, or we can go out the hallway of the hotel and trek across. There's barely any room to store anything, so a lot of our stuff is stored in the air. And those lifts you see, those were state of the art when they were put in, because prior to those lifts, for however much you wanted to travel up, you had to have the equal amount traveling down for the pistons to go under the ground. Well, these lifts are based on those old camping cups we had from Boy Scouts that collapsed on each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they're zero clearance. So there's no, they go down to the maximum limit, and that's, there's nothing underneath that. So that was, at the time, that was an amazing first step. And our Sky is actually the big brother to the moving stage on Ka. Mm-hmm. Because our Sky at the time, 20 years ago, was the most amazing piece of scenery ever built, having traveled, being able to do 360-degree turns, go from horizontally from floor level all the way up. It was, it had never been seen before.
Well, I tell you, I am just so amazed with every show I see from Cirque. It's just the professionalism, the attention to detail, the creativity, and coming through with these breaking, you know, breaking all of the concepts of what can and cannot be done. The tissue girl.
Oh, isn't Ginger looks, amazing?
She
oh.
is. It looks like she never has to go up. She's just constantly going down.
Right.
And it's incredible.
A concentrated movement.
Yes, yes.
There are a couple points in her act where she's traveling down, but the tissue is going up.
Yes.
And it looks as though she's just floating in space. And that, to me, is amazing. And when she gets a fly out over the audience, you cannot tell me that people's hearts weren't in their throats when she flies out of the audience. That is just a beautiful moment.
It is. It is just absolutely phenomenal. And you know what? I don't care that this is the oldest show in their arsenal. I think this is a must-see for everyone. I felt involved from the very beginning.
I will agree with you 100%. And I will also say that if you've never seen a Cirque du Soleil show before, this is the perfect show to see. Because it is all heart. It is the human condition. It is high heart, low tech, as I call it. It is the one that will make you fall in love with Cirque du Soleil, because you see the human experience, you feel the human condition. You everything is live in our show, and we are so fortunate to have the best cast in Las Vegas, in my humble opinion, because we have world champion athletes, we have Olympic medalists, we have people who are the best at what they do in our show, and it's amazing.
And like you said, you can see a different show every time you go, because there's so much happening at any given moment. I do. We're gonna have to wrap it up here, but I do.
No, we don't. I got an hour.
Oh, I wish we did. You know,
and I can talk forever. You know me.
Hey, you know what? We could talk forever with you for sure. But there was. Oh gosh. See, this is how I am, ADD. But okay, there's
the keys are over here. Look at the shiny dangly keys.
Exactly. I'm like that puppy dog, you know, bone. No. So there was one of the things is, before we go, I would love for you to call Dave Papa.
Oh yeah, there
your
we go.
Baby well, voice.
I have a question, Dave.
Yeah. Okay.
Were you my papa in the show when you came and saw it?
I wasn't. I was about four or five seats from that person. Rose. But no, I wasn't. Yeah.
It's very funny, because when our publicist Robert came to me and said, "This gentleman saw the show and he would like to interview you," at the same time that you were there, there was a gentleman in the audience who was my papa, who, as we're driving across on the golf course, says, "Oh, my God, this would be so much fun for my radio show."
Oh.
And I was like, well, I wonder if it's the same guy.
No, I wish it was. That would have been a lot of fun.
He actually looks a lot like he could be your papa.
Ah, there we go. Now, Trisha, you're asking me to do the baby voice at 11:19 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Saturday, after 2 days off.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to prepare.
Okay. Well, that's okay, because I also want to say, I wish I had read a little bit about the characters, because it explains more about the mystery of Mystere and
Absolutely.
How, you know, the spermatos and just the, all of that. So that is something I tell our listeners. If you have not gone, look up the show, read about the characters, so you have a little bit of an idea, because I was thinking, why are those guys so fat? And then I realized, it's like, oh, okay, that's perfect.
And if you read anything about the show, a lot of people will comment, and I am one of the few people that I don't necessarily read reviews as a review. I read them as like, well, how can I do my job better? What did that person like? Now, there are two schools of thought about Baby Francois. You either love Baby Francois or you hate Baby Francois.
But that means you're good.
Well, that also means the people who hate Baby Francois don't get Baby Francois, which I completely agree with sometimes, because if you don't know what you're coming into to see the show, it might be a little difficult to follow. if you have a little insight, like you said, read up about the show, you realize, oh, I get it. It's about birth. It's about life. It's about the trials and tribulations, and you get that.
Yes.
And I love the fact that, people can come see the show and not know anything about it and get something from it, like you guys did, or people who know everything about the show and still get something from it.
Yes.
Well, it's a fabulous show, a must-see, like Tricia said. Treasure Island, get down there to see the star of Mystere, Cirque
du Soleil. Wait a second, Dave. I have to stop you there.
Yes.
I am not the star of Mystere.
You are definitely one of them.
I firmly believe, and I believe the entire cast agrees with me, that there is no singular star in Mystere.
That's true.
The star of Mystere is Mystere. We are just merely pieces of thread that are weaving this gorgeous tale of sight and sound and human experience for the audience.
Well,
I have many friends who say, well, how does it feel to be starring in a show? I said, well, you know what? I'm not the star. I'm just a piece of thread, and I love being a piece of thread.
Well, you're a funny piece of thread. You are fabulous, and we're going to take you up on that offer. When we come down there, we'll get in touch with you and maybe go backstage, see what's going on. R.J. Owens, thank you so much for calling in today.
Wait a second, Dave. I have to call you Papa.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, you were good.
I love it.
You know what?
I know you said you needed butter to get those thighs into the seat, but all babies are supposed to have chubby thighs.
Yes. I agree.
And that you make the perfect bébé François.
No doubt.
Thank you, Tricia.
thank you so much, R.J. Owens. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the show.
You're more than welcome.
Have a great Saturday.
You too. Thank you. R.J. Owens, Cirque du Soleil.
We've got a lot more ground to cover here on Breakthrough Entertainment's Pixar Show, but first we need to sing our alma mater. Monsters University from Monsters University.
That's scary. I remember that movie. That's scary. Oh.
What is Dave talking about?
Maybe
this is a fun kids movie.
I know.
Very fun. I liked it.
But this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.